Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Taylor Phillips. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dell Ennis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lindy McDaniel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lindy McDaniel. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dell Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame misplays the ball. That's an error on Blasingame. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boyer scores. Flood moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Phillips. Flood moves to third. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-1 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. McDaniel moves to second. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Green. Morin reaches second base with a double. Banks moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Long reaches third base with a triple. Banks scores. Morin scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-1 in the game. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Musial moves to second. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McDaniel, and towards Blasingame, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McDaniel strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ennis is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson strikes out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a pop-up towards first. Mutual settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Al Dark pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-3 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Phillips. Dark scores. Schofield moves to third. Blasingame moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Musial strikes out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ennis is hit by the pitch. Eddie Casco pinch runs for Del Ennis. Don Elston now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schofield tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Cubs. Wally Moon pinch hits for Gene Green. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon takes first base on ball four. Blasingame moves to third. Casco moves to second. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Kurt Flood. Ed Meyer now pitching. Raycat pinch hits for Joe Cunningham. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Boyer now playing center field. Al Dark now playing third base. Phil Payne now pitching. Wally Moon now playing right field. Herb Noren now PL. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Gorrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moon. Gorrell reaches second base with a double. Ed Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Schofield hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-4 in the game. Blasingame takes first base on ball 4. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Blasingame moves to second. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is hit by the pitch. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Blasingame moves to third. Noren moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Moon strikes out. Two outs. Benny Valenzuela pinch hits for Phil Payne. Gene Fodge now pitching. Hobie Landreth pinch hits for Benny Valenzuela. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a line drive into center field. Thompson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Thompson. Blasingame scores. Noren scores. Boyer goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.